Agriculture is a $73 billion industry in Georgia. That's according to the University of Georgia Center for Agribusiness and Economic Development. The economic stakes are high for farmers, and so is the risk. Severe weather, invasive species, and in the past year, a faltering economy and a spreading pandemic, they all affect agriculture's bottom line. WUGA's Lucas Trevor has this report on the state of the agriculture industry in Georgia.
Lindsay and Paul Sora own Hearts of Harvest Farm. For the past few years, they've grown organic vegetables, seasonal fruit, and flowers across 10 acres in Arnoldsville, Georgia.
We had a little extra land attached to the property and kind of just started reading a lot and watching a bunch of YouTube stuff on small acreage farming and like micro farms and how to, you know, make X amount of money on this many acres, and kind of became a little obsessed and consumed with it. We had some savings and invested a good chunk of change and decided we were going to start farming.
Hearts of Harvest, like many family-owned farms across the state, saw their business change almost overnight because of COVID-19.
You know, when it first hit, we were kind of in panic mode, and we gave ourselves a night to panic and freak out a little bit. And then the next morning, Lindsay was awake early, and I woke up, and she was already on her laptop in bed, and she was like, "I've got a plan. We're going to do these veggie boxes." And I was like, "Man, I don't know. Like, I don't know if anyone's even going to care, be interested." And then like the first week we sold 150 boxes or something. And it was like, "Oh, okay. Well, we're surviving this week at least, you know."
Now Hearts of Harvest is investing in their flower business and focused on sale directly to consumers around Oglethorpe County. They sell boxes of produce and are involved in the CSA Collective Harvest and the Athens Farmers Market.
At the beginning of the pandemic, we really weren't sure how necessary flowers were, how they would sell, and we did allocate more of our growing space for quick crops like salad mix, things like that, because we did see we could not grow enough food, and we weren't really sure how flowers would do. So we found that our customers wanted beauty. They wanted to treat themselves. For many people, flowers are have an impact on their mental health, their state of mind, and they needed that bright spot in addition to, you know, the nourishment of the vegetables that we grow.
As for other farms across the state and around Athens, it's not necessarily been that easy. Mark McCann is a livestock guy, and he's currently working with the University of Georgia on a farm survey of the state. It's the second survey in the past 9 months, and they're looking to analyze how Georgia's farmers are being impacted by the pandemic.
The first survey in May, at that time, 82% of the farmers said that COVID had reduced their income and they were expecting a lower income. And they provided an estimate of what that would be.
When comparing the results with the last survey conducted, Mark is hoping to get more specific numbers on the effect of the pandemic throughout the year.
We asked them some questions about, are you worried about the finances or the emotional strain? And most of them were really worried about the financial impact. And part of that goes to the solvency of their farm. I'm a little curious to see if this has evolved over the length of the COVID impact, because it gets more stressful as time goes.
On the statewide level, the Georgia Farm Bureau has seen issues with supply chains since the start of the pandemic, and many farmers saw immediate issues with selling their product. Will Bentley is the president of the Georgia Farm Bureau.
You know, it's kind of been widespread throughout all of agriculture, so I couldn't really pinpoint just one sector that struggled more than others. You know, we've all been hit hard and all had to tighten up a little bit to try to weather the storm.
The Georgia Farm Bureau wants agricultural workers to be considered essential workers and be able to get the vaccine early.
You know, 2021 is a great mystery, but we're doing all we can to get agribusiness workers included in the essential industries list for vaccination protocols. We think that food production is vitally important to the nation, not only during a health crisis, but just national security.
But that's the big question. With the vaccine slowly getting rolled out and waves of infection still hitting the United States, there's not a lot of optimism about how the rest of the year is going to go. Well, except among farmers.
There's nobody more optimistic than a farmer. You know, they plant a seed. They don't know what the weather's going to be like, whether it's going to rain or not. So they are the internal optimist.
For WUGA, I'm Lucas Trevor.